Well, he may have blueprints for the wall in his hand when he arrives today. President Trump will be taking his pitch for a southern barrier to Ground Zero today, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. And ABC's Jim Ryan is there and joins us right now. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yes, the president arrives here in a few hours here in McAllen, Texas, which is in the Rio Grande, right alongside the river that separates the United States from Mexico. This really is where the rubber meets the road, where the president hopes to sell his idea. It's part fact-finding mission. He'll talk with Border Patrol union officials and with local leaders, and it's also part sales pitch, Paul. He'll try to, again, convince people that the building of a wall is the only way to make sure that the country is secure here along the southern border, Paul.
Now, what kind of stories is he likely to hear there today?
Well, certainly he'll hear from Border Patrol agents about the dangers that they face and about the rush of people trying to come into the country. He'll visit a Border Patrol office where people come in, a checkpoint where people walk up and apply for asylum on this side of the Rio Grande. But he's also likely to hear about drugs and people who are smuggled into the country, about the coyotes that work alongside the river trying to get people into the U.S. illegally. So I think those are some of the things. I can tell you that you'll hear from the mayor of McAllen, Texas, that the term crisis in describing what's happening here isn't accurate, and it's also hurting businesses that operate here on both sides of the border. Jim Darling, the mayor of McAllen, says that there's not that kind of a crisis here. He wants to impress that upon the president. That last year, he had no homicides at all in this community of about 150,000 people.
I guess that's one of the problems that the president is having in selling this, is that when he gave his speech the other night from the Oval Office, when he talks about the need to build this wall, he talks about the thousands and thousands of criminals that are, crossing the border, and there just doesn't seem to be, at least not the anecdotal evidence, to back it up.
Well, right. And I think he'll hear some of that from these Border Patrol agents today. But I think the characterization of this place as the Wild West is, at least here in the Rio Grande Valley, falling on deaf ears. You know, they don't see it that way. Yes, there are people sneaking across the border, but many more than that are simply walking up to the checkpoints, the border control areas, and saying, I'm up here to apply for asylum. The two seem to get mixed, illegal entries and asylum seekers. I think what the president is trying to dispel is that it's all kind of one big group.
He did mention in his speech right off the bat, the first couple of sentences, he talked about the crisis at the border, but he also mentioned the humanitarian crisis, and that's something that certainly the president hasn't talked a lot about. He's talking about all the dangers from those that are coming over, but hasn't really addressed the humanitarian crisis, and that is all the families that have been trying to enter the U.S. and being turned away or being detained.
No, you're right, and I think at this point he is kind of separating that out. He mentioned the other night these two crises, the security crisis, but also this humanitarian crisis, and that's almost undeniable. You've got thousands of people on the Mexican side of the border waiting for their chance to come into the country and apply for asylum. They're feeling all sorts of heat on the other side in Mexico from people, for example, in Tijuana. Protests going on there. Once people come in these large numbers, you have to have places for them to stay, food, clothing, and security for people. And that, I think, is part of what this humanitarian crisis is that nobody can deny.
Yeah, we'll be hearing more about it later today, I'm sure. Jim, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, take
Appreciate
care. It. Bye now.